The Chris and Steph Podcast.
A great story from Twitter. Twitter user David Thorpe posted the question the other day. What's the greatest lie you ever heard as a kid from another kid?
Okay, yeah.
Like, you know, school ground, you know, friends, what lies were they telling? And some of the responses, pure gold. Absolutely pure
gold. Bring it on.
Jordan writes, my brother, a serial liar, claims he slept in a waterbed and woke up underneath it because of osmosis. So he transferred his body through the waterbed to the other side and under the ground. Another user writes, one guy said his dad was walking through the hood and a guy tried to offer him a drink. His dad just threw the bottle down and smashed it on the sidewalk because he knew all along it was pee. Good lie. And I think I know the message that dad was trying to convey to the child at the time, but obviously some of the context and the message
gets a bit lost.
Has been lost there. Ben Jenkins writes, I went to a school with a boy that claimed that he had a bathtub in his house made out of wood from a very famous ship from the 1700s. An astonishingly weird and specific lie. A bathtub made from the wood of a very famous ship from the 1700s. Yeah, sure, okay.
Why not?
Cool,
why not?
Another one writes, Class Warrior writes, in third grade, Nick Schwartzner claims that his dad could run up trees.
Yeah, go
for a good run up trees. DVS writes, this kid told me about his dad building a Nintendo out of Lego. He then went on to say, does it play games? And he said, of course it does, but dad made them out of Legos.
Of course, yeah. I love the hero dad stories, like, seems to be the common theme.
There is a common theme. My friend Nicole told me that she once chewed a piece of gum so long it came to life. Classic kid lie. And my favourite out of all the responses of this on Twitter
Bring
is this
on.
One. Nicknames Nuts. That's his handle on Twitter. My brother woke me up when I was about 6, told me that I was late for school. I said, it's still dark. He said, yeah, it's an eclipse today. Dad got home at 9 p.m. to find me in my school uniform eating Weet-Bix and my brother around the corner giggling his head off. Oh, yeah, it's an eclipse today.
Perfect.
It's an eclipse today. Yeah, get up. Yeah, school will be on any minute now. Yeah, I'm sure the sun will be out for a fair while.
Get ready. Get up with Chris and Steph. On Hit 105.9.
Oh, good start to the day. A little bit cooler. I want to say cooler. It's only 20 degrees or so. What did Alyssa say? 20 degrees at the moment.
Yeah, about that.
But overcast. Looking good.
Looking a bit dreary and
I reckon keep the sun away for a little bit. Let us just have a break for a bit. We'll get back to it by the weekend. Coming up this morning, the story I've been waiting on since Friday for us to cover in about 20 minutes, the most awkward social story that I've ever heard of, and it makes me cringe just thinking about it, but we'll get to it soon.
This had us in literal tears yesterday.
Next
we will do TMI Tuesdays, a chance to overshare and score yourself a double pass headlong to the Odeon 5 Cinemas.
That's right, to go and see Den of Thieves, actually. We'll do that next, 13, 12, 16 to participate.
TMI Tuesdays.
Tuesday.
There's no such thing as too much info.
Tuesday. love that intro. TMI Tuesdays, where you can overshare or give us too much information about anything that's happened to you.
Yeah, it could be something's infected, it could be something's getting a bit scaly, it could be you're just not feeling that great.
Yeah, maybe you got a bout of gastro and you feel like you need to share the story, not the symptoms, this morning, 13, 12, 16. Tell you what is happening to me at the moment.
Not gastro.
No, not gastro, okay. But because of the heat, may have a bit of a heat rash.
Bit of a
sweaty old heat rash. Let's see if you can guess where it is. I've got a bit of a heat rash just under my arm over here, and I noticed it yesterday. I'm like, well, the antiperspirant deodorant's not bloody working, is it? It's a 48-hour, I doubt it. I mean, I put it on this morning, and then it's just...
You probably need to go get some chub rub. It's a thing.
I don't know what a chub rub is, but I'm just going to say I don't think we're thinking of the same thing.
I think we are. It's like a cream that you get from the chemist, and it's like when you've got your thighs that rub together, you can put it between your thighs so they don't like get sore. Like,
I hope it's
so
a thing.
Because
if I'm going into the chemist today asking for a chub rub, I'm getting a slap in the face.
I think that's like the colloquial term for it, but yeah,
right,
it's like a cream, and you put it like, I don't know, you can put it under your boobs and you can put it between your legs so you don't like rub in the heat.
Right, okay.
And then you wear a skirt, you need one.
Chub rub? What's that? Get out. Oh, okay, sure. So you, no? All right, I'll just leave quietly.
It says like, butt, boobs, and thighs on it, and then you just like put on the areas that rub together.
Good, okay. So it's like an it's something that stops the friction, basically.
Yeah, and then it cures your rash.
The anti corduroy. there you go. That's my too much information. I think yours is quite frankly.
Yeah, no, I think that's fine.
Sharing the term chub rub. which I didn't expect. 13, 12, 16. If you've got a story that contains too much information, what's happened to you, whether it's something that's infected, whether you've had a bit of a vomit over something, whether this is anything gross in your life, overshare now.
The heat does bring out the gross side of everyone, doesn't it?
Extra points this morning if you've purchased Chub Rub. And you can actually back up Steph's story.
It's a thing.
13, 12, 16.
TMI Tuesdays.
Tuesday.
There's no such thing as too much info.
A Tuesday. TMI, overshare any story you've got that's a little bit gross, a little bit grotty. I was saying before, the heat is causing myself, Steph, to have a bit of a heat rash. Just under my left arm, just the armpit sort of area, just a little bit sweaty,
got
a bit of a heat rash.
What else happened this time of year?
I'm pointing the finger at the antiperspirant deodorant, which I think is a load of BS.
Maybe you need a better one. Maybe you need one that's like a lot of, I think sometimes you fall into the habit of just buying one that smells pretty. Maybe you need like some industrial strength, 42-hour, you know, waterproof, stress-resistant, all those sorts of things.
Or a chub rub.
Or a chub rub, which is what I suggested, which is like a moisturiser type cream that's like, I don't know, it stops you sweating. You put it, it says like thighs, bust and whatever else on the thighs, butt and bust, like on the thing, and then you put it underneath all these places that get quite sweaty, and it stops the sweat. Trust me, I use mine all the time.
I think we all know which body parts get sweaty. We don't need to list them off in any
that's
particular
what it says
order.
On the front of them.
Yeah, no, I totally get the idea.
Yeah, that'd be good. You'll sort yourself out. Anyone have any problems?
No one has rung to confirm that Chub Rub is an actual thing. I will say that, however, but to tell us their story this morning, Claire. On 13, 12, 16, TMI Tuesdays. What happened to you, Claire?
So last week I had to have two of my wisdom teeth out.
I hate teeth. Yeah.
Oh, it was the worst. And because they were fully out, they told me that I could be able to drive myself home because I was only having them pulled out in the chair.
Oh, no.
So all good. Had some complications go wrong. Instead of being there for about half an hour, I was there for 2 hours. Anyway, so got out, driving myself home, and obviously got like heaps of padding in my mouth, so I was drooling. Get halfway home on a part of the road where I cannot pull over, and I semi-coughed, gagged, and basically threw up blood all down the front of my white shirt.
Oh my, what?
And so, like, I can't do anything. I'm like, okay, well, I've just got to commit and drive home.
Just gonna commit.
Okay, forge through. Yep.
Oh, I just forge
through. Harden up.
And so as soon as I get home, obviously I have to Snapchat my shirt to my friends.
No, you did not. Really?
You didn't even get the Snapchat. You didn't even think of us.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't have you on Snapchat. So we'll have to rectify this.
That's the grossest thing ever. And you're wearing a white T-shirt as well, just to make things worse.
All I can think is, like, whilst you're doing that, the padding in your mouth just, like, preventing it from being, like, full, like, Exorcist style.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. And, like, because the padding was at the back of my mouth, so I'm trying to not, like, move that. But because it wasn't, like, projectile, it was just, like, I kind of just choked and it just all came
like,
out.
Bubbled out. Like something out of the horror movie.
It pretty much was.
Yeah.
It definitely sounds terrifying to me. That sort of stuff just freaks me out. I can't handle teeth.
Yeah, teeth
or blood
are the worst.
At the best of times.
Well, after my big face operation, I was much the same. I woke up and no one told you that you'd be sick with blood for the next few hours.
Oh, geez, man.
And no one told the nurse either that I'd be doing that.
Oh.
Because I had my nose done and my mouth done and I was so sick. And the nurse was just not even coping with it.
You know what helps? Chub rub. soon.
But right now, a story that we have been dying to tell you about the last couple of days, and yesterday had us both in tears trying to reread it. I think just as a bit of a prelude to this, part of becoming an adult is the process of learning that most things that happen in your household when you're growing up aren't even a little bit normal to everyone else.
Yeah, your life isn't a universal experience.
Yeah.
Like, there's a few things where, obviously, you'll share experiences with other people in society, but not everyone grew up the same way that you did.
Exactly. And a recent Reddit user has actually shared a confession about his weird upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
That'll make everything your family did feel totally normal by comparison. He has confessed that whilst growing up, it was quite normal in his household to ask for the poop knife after going to the toilet.
The poop knife. Now, I will warn people, it gets a bit fruity after this. what is a poop knife?
Well, this Reddit user...
You can do it.
He explains that his family poops big. That they are...
There's someone messaging us straight
that's
away.
That's the Facebook page going, what are you guys talking about? Or the boss saying, stop.
Stop.
Back it up. Here's a family that poops big. And he says that sometimes his family's poops just won't flush. So in their household, they have a rusty old kitchen knife that was hung in the laundry that they would call the poop knife. And if it wouldn't flush, they would cut it up.
That is, okay, right, confronting.
Not only is it confronting, this is something that has the whole of Reddit in meltdown because people's minds are just blown.
Well, the other part of the story, sure, is the confession that he said, you know, this is what my family did growing up, but how he discovered that not everyone grew up that way was shocking because he was at, what, a party?
Yes.
And he used the bathroom. And then had to shout out to his mate, hey, can I grab the poop knife?
Poop knife. There's a whole bunch of other people there.
No idea.
And everyone's like, what do you mean the poop knife?
No idea. And there they are. Once he explained it, on the floor, tears. No idea whatsoever. And after ages of him going, oh, this is a thing, and him not knowing that everyone else didn't know as well, his wife or his partner...
His girlfriend.
Girlfriend didn't know about the poop knife situation.
Hanging in the laundry.
So, yeah, there was a knife, and she was using it...
To open all her Amazon packages.
As an opener, like a letter opener, not like to make Vegemite sandwiches or anything. But she was using it, and so fortunately she wasn't using it for food-related purposes, but she was using it to, yeah, open stuff. So that's what a poop knife is.
But in 1216, if you think that this is a regular occurrence...
Oh, apparently there's people backing him up on Reddit saying, oh, we had something similar. I never knew of it. I never knew.
I don't think you're the only one who didn't know of it.
But when you think about it, I mean, if you're stuck in that
situation... If you're from a family that does big poops, as he is...
You would think, what's the most practical way of dealing with this problem? And poop knife kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
It makes sense. It's better than the awkward exchange explaining, oh, sorry, it won't flush.
That's true. That's true. Very true. The more you think about it, the harder it is to sort of not think about it, because now it's just stuck in your head.
Constantly. And we're wanting to hook you up with a Lenovo Yoga, you know, bring your own device, laptop. All thanks to Harvey Norman Computers Orange.
Yeah, big thanks to Harvey Norman Computers for all your back-to-school tech solutions. We know there's so many kids going back next week, and bring your own device is a huge part of classes now. And so Harvey Norman's, they're the experts when it comes to bring your own device, and they've given us one of the perfect examples of what your kids may need. So this could... be someone's very soon. I'm not opening the box. I'm keeping it in perfect mint condition for whoever wins it. A Lenovo Yoga. Beautiful computer.
It is. And it's light. It's easy to take with you to school or you know, to do your homework on.
But we have a slight year 5 quiz this morning for anyone to enter to get into the draw to win the computer, thanks to Harvey Norman Computers. And so we've got just a handful of questions from, is it the Year 5 curriculum?
Yeah, they're all Year 5 standard questions.
Well, I think this morning to play, joining us on 13, 12, 16, Margaret. Morning. How are you, Margaret?
I'm well, thanks. How are you guys?
Yeah, great. We're well. Now, Margaret, do you think you could pass the 5th grade curriculum?
Oh, I hope so. My son's going into year five, so he's hoping that he can help.
Okay, all right.
Terrible way to find out if you're not up to it. But I tell you what, we will put the ominous music on in the background. Here's your question this morning, Margaret.
Carefully is an example of what type of word? Is it A, an adjective, B, a noun, C, a verb, D, an adverb, or E, a pronoun?
Sorry, what was the word? We missed it.
Carefully.
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 Give the question again. Carefully.
Carefully is an example of what type of word? Adjective, noun, verb, adverb, or pronoun?
He's thinking it's a noun. I'm thinking it's an adjective. So what are you going to say? Quick. Adjective.
Alas, neither are correct. It is, in fact, an adverb.
Margaret, to be honest, that is my Achilles heel as well. I don't understand verbs, adverbs, adjectives. Yeah. I don't get it. So
good old Google.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You should have Google at the ready. Absolutely. Margaret, thanks for attempting it this morning, and hopefully we'll get you back on the show, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
More chances tomorrow to get into the running for the Lenovo Yoga laptop. Thanks to Harvey Norman for all your back-to-school tech solutions. See the computer guys over there. Absolutely.
They'll sort you out.
I must say,
did you know that one?
I'm terrible with it. Seriously, if I have anything to do with verbs, adverbs, what I have to look it up and find out what is the meaning of adjective and stuff.
I think
like
I played
that.
Like a computer game when I was a kid that used to test you with like all the different words with what they are, so I'm normally pretty good.
Well, there's one person this morning. Thank you very much, Margaret. We appreciate it.
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are.